Hello, and welcome to the very first Pixel Recess, a design podcast playground. I am your host. Today, we are joined by Phil Kaufman, better known as Phil Kaufman. Phil is also better known for the failure method and craft, where designers and developers could learn their craft by learning new methods to do them. He's also a designer and partner at Element Creative, where they create elements and things. He lives in Austin, Texas, and enjoys eating barbecue every day, probably. Just a guess. Let's join Phil and I's conversation.
Phil?
Yes?
You live in Austin, Texas.
I do.
Do you own a cowboy hat?
I don't.
Do you own cowboy boots?
No.
Why are you in Texas?
This is a good question.
I don't want an answer.
I'm the most non-Texan Texan.
I don't know what that means, but I'll go with you on that. So, Phil, if you could go back in time and kill one designer and assume his identity, who would it be?
Does this person have to be dead already?
Not necessarily.
Back in time? I think maybe I'd just go back and kill Saul Bass, because it just would have been cool to have done the kind of work he was doing back in the day.
Did he design fishing rods or something? What did he do?
Yeah, he's huge in the fly fishing community.
Okay, that makes sense.
Even though you don't catch bass when you fly fish.
That's true.
It just shows you how much. See, I'm not a cowboy. I don't know how to fish. I don't know what I'm doing in Texas.
That's all right. If you could only use one typeface the rest of your life, which one would it be?
Helvetica.
No hesitation on that at all.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm one of those designers.
So, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Okay.
Well...
No, you said it. Too late. No, you can't go back. It's too late.
Okay.
You committed. Coffee. Lemonade or Coke?
Lemonade.
Okay. Meth or heroin?
Heroin.
Gotcha. Also, I'm hungry. What should I eat?
Pizza.
I had that yesterday, but that's a good call. So if you could get a coveted client, but in order to get them, you had to change your first name to Flatulence, would you do it?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Gotcha. Okay. I appreciate your boundaries. Those are...
Careful.
Do you have a hammock?
I don't. I wish I did.
Sorry, by that I meant, do you have a banana hammock?
Same answer.
I couldn't resist. What's your favorite candy?
Ooh. Butterfingers.
Wow. All right. I'll accept that as an answer.
Well...
No, too late. No, you said it. Just can't go back.
Butterfingers. Butterfingers and vanilla ice cream.
That is not a candy, as far as I know.
No, it's still
Are you getting ice cream
and
candy form?
It's like superhero candy. It's like when you add ice cream to something, it's a whole new thing.
But it's dessert. That's not candy.
But when you put Butterfingers in ice cream, does Butterfinger itself cease to be candy at that point? It doesn't lose its origin, its true self.
You're just messing with nature. It's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
I would caution against it. It's like putting M&Ms in ice cream. It hurts. By the way, can you spell diarrhea?
No.
No. I was
There's an H in there somewhere, but yeah. I don't know where it goes.
There's two R's and an H, and I don't know how to spell it, so I was asking you, hoping you did, but
I don't have a clue.
That's all right. It's probably best that no one knows how to spell it, because it's a terrible thing. So, speaking of, do you play golf? Not golf, but golf.
Golf?
Golf.
Not really. I like to play, but I get a headache every time I play.
Why is that? Because you're drinking?
No. I think it's because it's a combination of I'm thinking too hard and I get dehydrated.
I've never gotten a headache from thinking. You might want to see a doctor.
I just don't think you stepped up to my level of thinking.
That could be true, and it's rude. That's very rude. I can't believe you said that. That hurts.
The honesty hurts.
How does it feel to have failed so big on something so cool like Method and Craft?
Wow.
Answer the question, Phil. Don't back up. I don't care anymore. We're moving on. All right. I have to head into something else, actually, literally.
This is really the dumbest podcast I've ever been on and listened to, either way. Dumb.
Wow. That hurts. All right. Thanks, Phil.
And there was our interview with Phil. Now, as you know, that's all in good fun. It's not serious. I'm not being an idiot and asking really dumb questions and being insensitive and all that on purpose. It's just for fun, just to get us designers and developers kind of out of our mode of very serious talk and earnest things and just kind of have some fun. Certainly what I always try to do in life and want to bring people into the fold to sort of unveil their personalities. And I think Phil and I had a lot of fun. Phil's a great guy and a good sport, and I thank him very much for tolerating my really stupid questions. Anyway, thank you for listening to the show. You can visit Pixel Recess at pixelrecess.com or on Twitter at Pixel Recess Pod. It's the only one available. Sorry, it's not that great. My name is Paul Armstrong at Wiseacre. And if you'd like to be a guest, just Twitter me or message me, and I'll embarrass you thoroughly and hopefully have a lot of fun with you. Of course, you also have to be very important, because it's very important to me that you are. Just kidding. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Our next guest on Monday will be Adam Clark of The Gently Mad. Thanks, everybody.